Tell the people. Tell the society.
I'm gonna tell you. Break you, make you love chunk off my home.
I'm gonna get Cocoa Puffs. No, never.
How dare you say that about me?
I am lazy.
There's a certain part of me that's like I am a power bottom.
Yeah, I mean, like, who doesn't love the attention?
I mean, it's a compliment at the end of the day.
Yeah. Guys, those are things that are, like, subtle. At least with dying, know they're going to kill you. But at least it's, like, very, like, up front in your face.
You want to get noticed? Take it off.
Hola, bienvenidos a Gay al Punto.
Hey, this is Gay to the Point. My name's Antonio.
My name's Clarence.
We're just two gang guys talking about everything and anything.
Or anyone.
In a not so straight fashion.
Sean.
Yeah, so tell me this new venture of this Facebook Market, Facebook lingering. I don't know what's it called.
I don't know what it's called. Facebook Match, Facebook Dating, Facebook something.
Yeah, I can't believe Facebook is doing that now.
Yeah, I feel like, why not? Because, like, you know, what else are they going to do?
Just continue telling me your story about all these, why you think these Chinese people or Chinese accounts, like, are fakes because they're just too hot to be real.
Well, that, and also just because, like, you know, when it's, like, kind of, like, there's, a, like, a structure or a typical way of being that I'm just, like, oh, I can't, like, really think that, like, what are the chances that you meet five people on the same app that are all hot and at the same time, like, Chinese, and they all don't speak English? I feel like that's suspect, you know?
I mean, it's pretty, I feel like, common if you're in, like, China.
Yeah, but we're not in China. That's the weird part.
But how do you find comparison to, like, Facebook dating to, like, actual, like, Tinder and Grindr kind of things? How have you been successful?
I don't know. Like, all of these have their nuances, right? Like, Grindr is for, like, hookups now. Tinder's for a relationship, at least for gay people. Scruff is for, like, bears, and Jacked is for Asian.
I find that too. I remember, like, being on Jacked, and it was also just, like, very, like, Asian-y.
But also when you go to Asia, there's that one that, like, isn't called, like, Nine Monster or something like that.
Oh, the one that you catch, like, Pokemons with it.
Yeah, but, like, capture, like, penises with it. All of them are penis-mon. It's like you're stuck in a region and all you can capture is, like, you're stuck in the first garden of, like, Pokemon, like, whatever, like, the first garden that you get out of Pallet Town, and all you can catch is Weedle, but instead of Weedles, it's dicks. Weedle.
Ew. Yeah, no, I guess my question was, is, like, how do you feel the importance of, or I just want to talk about, like, video games.
Actually, that was the serious topic that you wanted to talk about.
No, I feel like, what is in, like, what interests you in playing video games? Like, there's a lot of questions I could go with this. Like, what interests you in playing video games? What kind of video games do you normally, like, kind of turn to? I remember you also mentioned that, like, also, like, you feel like you have this potential addiction to, like, just continue to play games a lot if you get really into it. So, like, what sparks you for you to go into that mode? And also, I guess the other question is, like, yeah, like, how do you feel about, like, when, like, seeing guys or, like, guys potentially you're interested in and, like, playing video games, and if that affects into your factor of, like, dating?
I feel like I already have some answers to your question because I've already recently thought about them. But I'll answer some of the, like, more, like, boring for fun ones first.
Okay.
So the kinds of games that I really like playing are actually, like, puzzle games. Do you remember Hexic?
What's hexic?
Okay, maybe not.
Is that like Sudoku, but like more
hectic? No, hexic is like you get like, they're like hexagon patterns like in the whole thing and they're different colors. And then you can turn like triplets of hexagons. And then you can like, when you put three together of the same color, then it explodes. So that was a game that I really liked. I loved Minesweeper. I feel like I love the fact that also everyone doesn't know how to play Minesweeper.
Oh, I freaking know how to play Minesweeper.
Do you know how to play Minesweeper?
Yeah, I freaking love, like, you put the flags on to know that, like, making sure that, like, you can...
Yeah, but can you beat, like, a hard level of Minesweeper?
Yeah, the big one.
Can you?
I can.
Okay, we're going to test this afterwards.
Okay, well, then download Minesweeper.
I think I just really like the, like, applying logic to it. Because, like, once you've done something a few times, I just really like when I can figure out, like... a way that makes sense, or like a pattern that makes sense for that or something like that. And it's quite simple. It's just like there's certain principles that you learn. And
you sound like such like an old person gamer. I feel like that's like a like one of those things that you just play like cribs with like
cribs
or crips. I don't know, the thing with the pegs, like, you know, like a little box game, the one that's like, it looks like a racetrack and it's like this size, and then like there's like red and blue pegs that you just like go and
bridge.
You roll die. Yeah, I guess so.
Is that bridge?
I think that's bridge. Cribs, bridge, same thing. But yeah, in terms of my other questions, yeah, I guess like, how do you feel about like video games and boys? Like, do you feel like it's like a turn on when like you find out like a guy that you're potentially interested in or whatever, or if they put like in their dating profile, I'm a gamer, hashtag gamer.
Gamer. I don't know, I think it's kind of a neutral thing for me, mind you. Maybe I like, in some ways, I'm like, oh, I feel like they're more my people in terms of I'm going to assume that they're a little bit weirder than if they're, like, the guy who's like, oh, I really like going for hikes, like, an active lifestyle and being healthy. Like, that person needs to, like, be pushed off a bridge. But, like...
But they probably would enjoy that. They'd be like, I'm, like, cliff diving.
Yeah, so I feel like in that regard, I'm just like, okay, well, I feel like to some degree, I assume that they're going to be a little bit more on my wavelength. But for some reason, I feel like I attach the stigma of being a gamer to also, or being like really into games, as being unambitious.
What do you think
that
is?
That is.
Is it like, do you think that is like an ingrained, like maybe more Asian stigma? Because I also know that like, it's maybe a more common thing to know from like Asian families, and like, oh yeah, if you're playing video games, that means you're just like wasting your life away. Is something that's like not potentially like worth setting your time and effort to be achievable or be ambitious about, and kind of thing. And I can understand that, especially like, I don't know, like decades ago or generations ago and stuff like that. Like, you know, being a professional video gamer isn't really a thing back then, but now it has with a lot of like esports. But do you still feel like you associate that, like, if someone were to be like, hey, I am a, like, professional gamer, I actually make my career and living off of this, is that still unambitious for you?
Yes. No, I don't know. I think it, well, I feel like that's, like, a completely different thing. Like, if you're going to be like, oh, I'm a professional gamer, then I'd be like, okay, well, that's different. I feel like when you're just saying that, oh, I'm a gamer, I feel like it just gives me some indication that maybe out of the percentage of the free time that you have, like, that's not at work. Say, for example, you probably spend about, like, 40 to 60% of your time playing video games. That's what it says to me.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but I think it's just that I don't feel like I can relate to that. And maybe the bad part is that the bad part is, like I said, I'm associating the idea that it's like not ambitious or whatever. But I guess, but that's also not necessarily a bad thing, like, for somebody to be not ambitious. But I guess I feel like, I think that I'm more attracted to ambition. I don't know. There's something for me about it that's really like, I'm not going to say that I'm ambitious. Like, I think that I'm ambitious, but I feel like the thing is, I want to be inspired by other people who are, like, more ambitious than I am, so therefore it'd be, like, nice to be surrounded by that. But yeah, what do you think about, like the idea of somebody being a gamer, or dating somebody who's a gamer, a self-proclaimed gamer?
I don't mind. I actually feel like it's...
Do you consider yourself a gamer?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely feel like I'm not, like, as, like, more invested as certain other people that I know who are, like, actual gamers and actually, like, collects and, like, follows through to certain, like, series of games and stuff like that and really is a diehard fan of those kinds of things. Like, I don't think I am in that level extent. But, yeah, I do definitely respect and also, I guess, more associate with when I meet a fellow gamer. I just feel like they have a sense of more, like, curiosity and play and just, like, really wants to... And also, like, skill. I feel like sometimes some games have takes a lot of skill to play, and I feel like I really admire that. And, like, it's a different kind of more stranger skill to have than I would say someone who's, like, yeah, who wants to become, like... mountain climber or whatever. Or just going back to cliffs.
You're
going
to be like a bear.
Or just someone who just wants to be like a bear. You know, just different skills. It's just funny what you think about, like, when someone's a gamer, just like, does it means like they're unambitious. Like, I don't know. I just don't see. I'm trying to correlate that in terms of, especially if they're a casual gamer. Like, I just feel like most of the time that doesn't really at least connect with me. Like, I don't really consider that, like, all the times and hours I spent on the game would correlate to the fact of what my goals are and what I want to do with my life. I'm just using that because it is also potentially, like, my hobby or thing to do. Like, as someone who would want to go on a hike, I would rather play video games. Does that mean they're unambitious because they want to go on a hike? Nice. I think, like, what I want to, like, at least maybe defend is, like, when I just heard that, is just, like, you know, I want to defend the fact that, like, yeah, like, to remove almost a stigma that playing games is, like, assumptions of, like, oh yeah, they're just stuck on their couch and doing whatever and playing games all day. I want to remove that stigma, like, no, like, there's people and gamers who are still functioning society members, but they still love to game, and they just, like, have other interests that, like, maybe aren't, like, to the normal standard of being a human being, but that doesn't make them any less ambitious, I guess, or other things. That's why I just wanted to, like, to defend when you were talking about that.
I guess I'm just, like, thinking that, like, it's not necessarily about, like, gaming. Like I said, I don't think that playing video games is, like, a bad thing or whatever. And I don't even actually necessarily think that, like, being not ambitious is a bad thing. Or, like, say, for example, being ambitious is a good thing. So it's, like, the things that you, like, declare yourself as. If I tell you that somebody says, I'm vegan... Like, that gives you, paints you in a picture in their head about that person, especially the fact of that, like, if that's one of the first things that they're leading with.
Right.
And the same thing is, like, if somebody is leading with the fact that they're a gamer, it's different for me than if you just said, oh, I really like playing video games. I just get a different sense. I'm like, oh, I like playing video games. So, like, okay, you probably play video games, like, quite a bit, or just to relax, or just as a hobby. And then to say that you're a gamer is just being like, anytime that I don't have, that I'm not doing something like work or something that I have to do, I'm going to be playing video games.
Right.
And that's just the connotation that I've made in my head. And with that, just that I imagine that, well, okay, then you're probably spending a lot of your time, or you're investing a lot of your time and your money into video games, which is, like, fine, but not something that I can necessarily relate with.
Right.
Because, like, to me, it's like, I like playing video. Like, I do. I found recently, too, that I've actually really enjoyed playing video games. But I also feel like I didn't have to spend the money to get, like, the newest console.
Oh yeah, but that means that you're not just a qualified gamer, so.
Because I don't want to spend like $600 on it.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
So who's the real gamer here?
I am, because I bought a freaking Switch.
Does that make you a gamer, or does it make you a consumer?
Both.
It's fine. Maybe the word gamer is not for me, but maybe I also haven't met the right gamer.
So maybe that's what you should put for your Facebook dating marketplace thing. I'm just looking for the right type of gamer.
So that really sends out a different message.
Well, after this, I'm probably going to go play some video games.
Thank you.
scariest D ever. Dun dun dun.
What do you mean by scariest D ever? Do you mean like the shape of it was just like, oh my god, it was like, shaped like a scythe? Or like, oh, it was like shaped in the name, like his pews were the shape of the Illuminati. And I was like, oh my god, you're Illuminati.
I guess the first thing that came to my mind is just like the scariest story experience that I felt like was I was like on a date with this guy in Toronto, and then it was like literally the night before Halloween. And then,
so if they were to make the like really bad like gay made for gay movies where it's just kind of like, oh, there's like lots of hot guys and sex and like unnecessary shirtlessness but also murder,
yeah,
you would be the like main star.
And yeah, that. And yeah. I would probably survive. Well, I did survive.
No, you're like too dark skinned to survive.
That's colorism.
It is colorism. Get my coloring book available on Amazon.
But yeah, the story was like, it was the night before Halloween, and then I just met at this guy through Tinder, and he's like, oh, let's go for coffee at like 9 p.m. We met up at 9, and I'm like, weird.
That's not weird. Hmm? That weird? Why is that weird?
Who gets two drinks coffee at 9 p.m.?
I mean, I don't know, because I don't drink coffee.
It's weird, because then that means you're up late.
What if they're getting a decaf? Like, were you thinking like, oh, what if it's like, you stay up late so that you could bury my body?
Probably that was a thought. Anyway, so we like met up and then like got Timmy's, and then we decided to just go for a walk, and I didn't know Toronto at that time, so he was just like taking me around, and then we were just like talking and walking, and then all of a sudden like we went to like this park, and he's like, oh, let's just go down this path. So we went down this path, there was like no street lights, then all of a sudden we just like went under like a bridge, and then I started getting all sketchy because like I just realized all of a sudden that there was no one else around us except for me and this guy that I just met. And then we, after we crossed under this bridge, there was like this little like opening, and then like all of a sudden there was like a small patch of like rocks, and then the rocks, there was like they were like standing up like almost like in a voodoo circle seance kind of a thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so like the shape of it and everything of the structures was in the circle, and then he just started joking around. He's like, oh my gosh, did you hear that? And like, of course, I started getting like freaked out because I believe in like supernatural things. And I thought that maybe instead of actually me getting killed, I might like meet a demon. Like that's like a worse fear because I believe in those supernatural things.
I feel like we have to like, I don't know. You've lost. You started losing more credibility for me.
Anyways. So I told him I was freaking out. So we left that place because like it was just like a weird thing. And he thought it was also a weird thing just to see that kind of circle of stones around there. So we were on our way back, and I was like kind of over this date. And then he was like, oh, I know a shortcut to your place. Let's go through here. He pointed out that it's at walking through a cemetery. And after everything too, I'm like, hell no, I'm not going through a cemetery with you.
Why not? Guys,
it's scary as fuck.
You don't know. Maybe, okay, maybe this wasn't a kind of like scary demon kind of story. Maybe this was like Twilight. Maybe he was a vampire. And maybe he's like been alive for 500 years and he just wants to like marry you and then like find meaning so that he could pass peacefully to the Netherlands.
Oh.
You know, so okay, wait, what happened
to
then?
The Netherlands.
You know, like the land of vampires.
Yeah, afterwards, well, I said like clearly hell no to walk through the cemetery with him, and then I just left. I was like, peace. But the worst part was I had the scariest nightmare after when I slept that night. And see, that was the scariest dick that I didn't even get dick, but it was a potential dick appointment.
See, I just don't know if I'm like that into the story of just being like, I'm not on your side about this.
Why?
Because I just feel like, I mean, yes, I can understand it sounds scary, but it also sounds like scary from like a child's perspective.
I am a child.
You're a 29-year-old child.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, but actually, though, when I read this, I was thinking about like scariest D's and like the shape of the D was just like, oh my god, it's 2 inches. Not to body shame anyone, but you know,
but you that's are scary. Body shame. Why would that just be scary?
Because I'm like, oh, like, what am I gonna do with that? Like, you know, I can't stroke that. What do you do?
You imagine it to be something bigger. Use your imagination.
Sorry for body shaming. We know it's bad. Sorry. It's not your fault. Not something that you chose. But anyways, so yeah. I don't know. Or not like maybe 2 inches. I mean, I am kind of... Not that I'm scared of that. I guess it's just an unfortunate situation for all.
For all.
No one's fault. It's just like proof that God is not a fair person. No, but okay, so scariest story for me. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about scary, but yeah, because I feel like when it's been like a certain degree amount of scary, I've just exited the situation.
Right.
Which is what you did for, I don't know.
I did exit it. It was like we were walking around for like 2 hours. Okay, whatever. Girl.
I don't know. I'm just like.
It was almost midnight by the time that he asked me to walk through the cemetery.
But did he look like anything that was scary? Was he hot?
No. He was like average.
He was like. What does average look like?
Oh, sorry. Not to like just normalize things.
Like Seth Rogen.
It was kind of like that
call. Was it Seth Rogen?
Yes. I had a scary date with Seth Rogen.
I was like, oh my God, I'm so scared. You're also Canadian.
No, he just like looked like he was probably like college or like after college, brunette, like glasses, and just kind of like not bookwormy, but also not jockey kind of looking.
No, I'm like really curious to know what I would have done in that situation.
Would you have walked through the cemetery?
No, but I would have just like, I feel like I would have made jokes about it though. Because there was that like, there was this one time that I hooked up with this guy who is like a psychologist or whatever. And then I joked about the fact that like his apartment was in the middle of like absolutely nowhere.
Right.
And I like texted him, I was like, I'm really scared. And then I went up to his apartment. And then like what he did like was he just like opened the door but from behind the door. So it just looked like the door was opening on its own. And I was just like, okay, can you please stop that? And like honestly, he was like one of my favorite people that I've ever met in my life.
Right.
So there's that.
But so you like scary things.
No, I like, well, I like,
see, that's the thing.
I like laughing at the situation of how scary it's it, how scary it is. Like,
so am I to correlate that in the scenario of hooking up that there is a chance that you dying, you would laugh at it?
No, but I feel like the thing is like, it's like a cemetery. Like, there's just like, so, I don't know. There's like so many things about your situation that sounded kind of like a character, like, this is not a thing, but like a caricature of a scary event. Like it's so just like typically scary that it's kind of just more funny that I would laugh at the irony of the situation rather than like be scared. Like I'd be scared, but like, you know what I mean?
It's just kind of... I understand that. But I guess it's like in like living through it, it didn't felt like that at the time.
Yeah. Either way. So my scary story was, the guy that looked like a serial killer. I don't know if there's much to describe there. Other than, like, you know how, like, sometimes you can look at people and it's just, like, they have gay face?
Yeah.
Like, you could just tell, even though they haven't spoken, you're just, right. Like, gay face. I feel like he had serial killer face.
Explain more gay face. I understand what the concept means, but, like, what does the features of a gay face have?
So think about, like, what's his face? The guy that cried about Britney Spears. Leave Britney alone. He's in porn now.
Oh.
I can't remember. What's his face? Chris Crocker. That's the name. So Chris Crocker or whatever. Like, you just look at him and you just think that, like, there is no possibility that he could be straight. Same thing as, like, you look at, like, Chris Colfer. He's the
guy from Glee.
Yeah. Like, you just look at his face and you're just like, oh, like, it'd just be really awkward if you were straight. Same thing as, like, the serial killer face. It's just like, you just look like a serial killer. It'd be really awkward if you were not a serial killer. So he just kind of had that face.
No eyebrows, really, like, large eyes. Like, I think it's when you can see the whites around somebody's, like, eyes, like, completely, and they're just looking at you. That's fucking scary.
Anyways, thanks for listening. I hope that you got your $3 worth out of our
subscription. I think that's like how we decided how much subscription to our podcast is going to cost.
Yeah, $3. I think that's fast. Like, it's like, it's not a loony, it's not a toony.
It's a three-knee.
But yeah, I hope that you got everything that you needed or not, because we don't really care.
No, it's too hard to live up to my own wants and needs. I can't live up to yours.
So in closing, I'd just like to say for the record,
nothing is said or sand in stone. Ooh.